Chapter 10. Breakfast with the Queen. Very quickly, the Queen's footman made an enormous table and chair for the BFG in the Great Hall of the Palace. They put a smaller table next to it for the Queen and Sophie. The Queen came into the Great Hall holding Sophie's hand. The Queen was now wearing a nice skirt and jumper, and Sophie was wearing a pretty blue dress. The BFG walked behind them, but the door was too small for him, and four footmen had to push him through it. When the BFG walked across the room, he had to keep his head down because the ceiling was too low for him. Because of this, he did not see the expensive light in the middle of the room. He walked into it, and glass fell down all around him.
"He's never been in a house before," Sophie told the Queen quietly.
The BFG sat down on his enormous chair. On the table, there were 8 eggs, 12 sausages, and 16 potatoes. He quickly put all of the food into his mouth and ate it in 3 seconds.
"Wow," he cried happily. "Your food tastes much better than horrible old snozcumbers. Have you got any more?"
For the next 20 minutes, the BFG ate more and more eggs, sausages and potatoes until there were no more in the palace. While he ate, Sophie told the Queen everything about her visit to Giant Country. The Queen listened to every word. Then she looked up at the BFG. He was now eating a cake.
"BFG," she said. "Last night, those terrible giants came to England. Where did they go the night before?"
The BFG bit his cake and thought about this question.
"I remember now. They went to Sweden, Your Majesty."
"Bring me a telephone,"
the Queen told a footman.
"I need to speak to the King of Sweden."
The footman put the telephone on the table and the Queen held it to her ear.
"Good morning," she said to the King. "Is everything all right in Sweden?"
"Everything is terrible," the King of Sweden answered. "2 nights ago, 26 of my people disappeared from their beds. Then there were bones under their windows in the morning. Everyone in my country is very frightened."
"Giants ate your people," the Queen said. "And they ate 32 of my people."
"But giants aren't real," the King said.
"You sound ill. Are you all right? Do you need a doctor?"
"I will be all right," the Queen said. "Thank you for your help."
She put down the phone and looked up at the BFG.
"Now I know that your story is true. We'll stop the giants today."